Hello everyone, this is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com, and today is April 8th, 2014, and we have a very exciting radio program for you today, which will be multi-layered. We have Cobra as our guest to review the anticipated events that occurred in the month of March, as well as we have a little bit of a roundtable afterwards to review a call to all of the ground crew. And it is a clarion call that we need to gather and we need to unify our creations in this up-and-coming Grand Cardinal Cross. If many of you have been reading the abundance of articles regarding this historical time period, keep in mind that this is a very important fork in the road for us to balance all of those inner polarities within ourselves. Now, you have the Grand Cross, representing the four basic astrological perspectives, but you also can review that as the four lower bodies, the emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual bodies. And you can also apply the four elements of fire, water, earth, and air. All of this is giving us an indication that it is now up to us to take this phenomenal opportunity and opening and create a balance within those four realms. This is a wonderful time for us to bring heaven on earth, which really is essentially saying bringing our spirit and our matter in union, in a perfect marriage. We are divine beings, and if you look up the word divine, it says of, from, or like God. And it is time for us to step back into our divinity, our true divine blueprint. Each of us carries codes which unlock the mysteries, and that way we can remember why we incarnated onto Mother Earth to begin with. I would also like to remind everyone this has been a phenomenal month, the month of March. You had everything from the presentation of the cigar-shaped UFO over the Ukraine, which revealed the association to the Sky Dreadnought, very advanced military weaponry. You had the mysterious disappearance of the Malaysian aircraft, MH370, which has been proven to possibly be related to the CIA hijacking. You have the prosecution of Pope Francis, the Vatican, the Jesuits, and the Church of England, receiving public summons regarding child trafficking, pedophilia, and criminal conspiracy. You have the breakaway of many, many nations and movements across the world, including Spain with Catalonia. You have the bank runs that have been reported and scattered throughout the Eastern Europe location, as well as China. And you have Russia's announcement to launch their own payment system. This was very big, so that they could break away from the shackles of the United States impeding their sanctions. So, I mean, there are so many variables and so many clear indications that this matrix is truly dismantling. So let's go ahead and jump in and get started with Cobra today and see what he has to say in reviewing the events for March. Okay, so Cobra, here's my question to you today. It looks as if the astrological setup has been phenomenally playing a major role in the changes on the planet. A lot of us would like to hear, since you have a very strong background in astrology, apparently, what is your perspective on the Cardinal Cross in Pluto, Mars, and Uranus? How is that affecting the unfolding of the new society now?
Okay, this is a very challenging and very interesting moment, which has a great potential. It is actually the most tense moment in the last, I would say, few decades of human history. But at the same time, this moment has a great potential because out of this tension, a new society can be born. So it is a period when we have to be very careful of our actions. But at the same time, this is a period when we can make the deepest, long-lasting decisions in our personal lives and also globally to influence the planetary situation.
Sounds good.
So how does the blood moon fit into that whole spectrum?
I was describing a little bit already about the new portal, a new window of opportunity, and the portal which is opening. I will describe this in detail in my blog post very soon. But you might say that within the window of opportunity, there is a smaller and more powerful portal opening on the first blue moon, which is the red moon, which is happening actually very soon, the next few days, on the 15th of April, depending on the time zone.
Yes, it seems that all indicators are revealing that the spring equinox is the major rollout for bringing this new paradigm. Would you agree with that?
Actually, the spring equinox was the beginning of this window of opportunity I'm speaking about. And this window of opportunity actually has opened on the spring equinox and will close on May 17th. And this time period of those 2 months is the key period during which many things can happen.
So this is truly a time where we're going to alter history one way or the other, right?
We have already until now.
Definitely. So now, how about the lunar eclipse? I mean, what is it as the part of looking through this, through the eyes of a ground crew member, what is it that we need to be cognizant of through this timetable? Because I know that there's a lot of potentiality for war and eruptions and emotionality and that kind of thing. What is your comment on that?
Yes, I would agree that there is a lot of possibilities for attention, but I would not focus too much on this. I would focus more on the opportunity that we have.
And how does this all, you know, the blood moon and that sort of thing, how does that...
It is not actually a blood moon. This is just a name, which is actually not a very good description of what's going to happen.
Interesting. Okay, because that's all over the place.
Yes, I know. This was it's not exactly disinformation, but it's not a very exact description of the moon, which is going to be just a, I would say, a normal lunar eclipse. But at the same time, this lunar eclipse will fall on very important Jewish festival.
Yes, that's, you beat me to it. So tell me a little bit about that, because hasn't it been a long time since we've had anything like this happen time-wise?
Well, a very similar configuration happened in 1967 when there was this famous Israeli war, Seven-Day War, and now it's happening again. It does not mean that this war will repeat itself, but it definitely means that there will be a certain purification of the Kabbalah in Israel taking place and has been already for some weeks. Perhaps you know that embassies were closed for some time.
Yes, that's another one of my questions for you. Now, just to stay on the topic of where I'm at, can you go over a little bit of alchemically what's going on with us, our bodies, at this particular time because of the purification process and the compression getting so intense right now?
Okay, there is actually a lot of energetic pressure on the physical bodies, the most we have ever experienced, and this has two very interesting tendencies. The first tendency is that we have gathered in our cellular memory all of our past lifetimes. On a certain level, there is a signature in our physical body, in the cells of our physical body, and this all needs to be purified. So part of this is purified quite easily, but part of this can manifest on the physical plane as strange physical symptoms and also quite intense physical pain that can sometimes be really not very pleasant. It's part of the process.
Yes, I
so,
agree.
The second aspect is that the vibrational frequency of our physical bodies is raising at the same time as there is the compression taking place. So we would say that on the subatomic level, there are very strong forces acting upon our physical bodies right now, something we have never experienced before on this planet.
Wow.
So you might have strange sensations in the bodies because the physical body needs to adjust to this new reality. And sometimes it's not that easy.
Well, do you agree that we are actually at that phase of the birth process of the final push?
Well, we have been in that phase for some time. But the exact moment of the breakthrough is hard to determine because there are so many factors involved.
Or maybe I should say, do you agree that we're crowning?
Yes, in a way, yes.
Okay. I mean, we are that close, right? Do you feel that
we are very close, but again, this is a free will universe. I cannot give you any guarantees that the breakthrough will happen inside this window of opportunity. Although it's quite possible. It is possible, but I would not give any guarantees.
And what do you think about this? I read this and I thought it was very intriguing. They were saying that disclosure is really all about us. It's all about the way we change the way we perceive things. It's not necessarily an outside external force or announcement from, like, the government regarding the ETs. What would be your comment on that?
I would not agree with that. Disclosure is an actual act of disclosing information which was classified before. And that type of information that can change the paradigm for humanity. And the only thing that's true is that this disclosure process is very well connected with inner changes. And when a critical mass of human beings make that inner change, it is much easier for disclosure to happen.
Okay. Now, Cover, you kind of dropped a bomb for a lot of people on the Liberation blog. And you were quoted as saying, it is about time that the illusion of the all-powerful source is shattered forever. The source is not all-powerful within the framework of limited space-time continuum. The source did not create darkness. Suffering is not a meaningful part of soul growth, but an anomaly, an aberration, and darkness is not needed to be aware of the light. You know, a lot of people have written in asking, are we basically, you know, has source been outsmarted?
No, the source has not been outsmarted. But as I have stated, I have given those statements because there is so much false understanding of the role of the source in the whole process. The source did not create darkness. Darkness was, I would say, a spontaneous manifestation of a random function which existed as a quantum potentiality. And that quantum potentiality manifested only when beings with free will decided to use it and exploit it and explore it. So evil was a result of free will interacting with that darkness. And that had nothing to do with the source. The source did not have absolute power over that potentiality and that free will. And within the space-time continuum, so it takes time to absorb and transform all that darkness and evil into the light once again.
Okay.
So the source is not all-powerful, it's not omnipotent within the framework of space and time continuum, as you can see in everyday life.
Okay.
And this is one of the basic facts that most people are in complete denial of. This is one of the most denied aspects of human existence on this planet.
Wow. Wow. Well, you've certainly stirred up a lot of contemplation about it, that's for sure. I commend you for that. Now, what is your feeling about how some of the channelers, you know, out there, some of the main channelers have given the announcement that they will no longer be giving any channelings after April 15th?
Well, some channelers did that, not many of them, but that's actually a good thing because most of those channelings are not genuine. They are not representing the true wisdom of the Ascended Masters, so that's actually a good thing.
Okay, good. Well, there is a ton, I mean, literally a ton of stuff to cover today, so hopefully you will forgive me if I go over the exact 60 minutes here, because people are chomping at the bit to hear your feedback, as well as the questions that will be asked. So there's been some significant changes, Cobra, as you know, in the month of March with the financial system. And I would like to ask you first and foremost, when I was up on the FDIC webpage, I noticed there were a very long list of not only failed banks, but they had been acquired on the date of March 21st. Can you give me any feedback on that?
Well, I would just say that all the financial changes which are happening right now are a continuation of the same plan, the same process. It's a natural process of the light forces making great progress in cornering the cabal and weakening the cornerstones of the cabal's financial system. And that's just a reflection of that same process. And as you probably know, on March 21st, there was this Erigone occultation, which was a trigger for the Federal Reserve to begin losing its power. And of course, this reflected in the network of banks throughout the planet.
Okay, and that's what I was going to ask you next, is it true that the BIS released the funds on the 17th, on the 27th?
No.
No, it's not.
It is not true.
And is it true that the TRNs were released?
It is not true.
Okay, so we're still at the point of being with the petrodollar.
Yes, of course. As you probably know, if you go to a grocery store, you still pay with Federal Reserve notes, and everything is still the same. When there will be an actual release, your life will change drastically.
Okay, I just meant behind the scenes, obviously, you know.
Actually, the change will propagate instantly because it's an online electronic system.
Mm. So
when everything is agreed upon, when everything is ready, when the reset happens, it will be instantaneous throughout the planet, and it will not happen exactly in the same way that most of the so-called dinar gurus are saying. It will happen a little bit differently. And I have described the process many times over.
Yes, you have.
Already, yes.
Yeah, you have. So do you also agree that there have been multiple tests on the new financial system, that it's getting ready for this rollout? I mean, is that correct, that those have been kind of systematically rolled out, but they haven't been completely successful? Or are they ready to roll?
Actually, there were different layers of tests. The first layer was the resistance movements testing their own part, which was happening almost 2 years ago and was successful. But then, after that, also the Eastern Alliance and the life force on the surface of the planet had to do their tests, and they are still continuing with those tests, and some of them have been complete and successful, but the process is not complete yet as of this moment, not completely complete.
Okay. Now, it feels like there have been some very major energetic shifts in the last 5 days. Has there been some sort of major victory in bringing down some of the Arcontic network?
Actually, there was a major victory just today.
I mean, it really, I can feel it. It's incredible.
Another one is coming on April 11th.
April 11th. So did you hear that there was supposed to be some sort of announcement yesterday? You know, that kind of came and went. Do you know anything about that or what that was?
Yes, actually, there were supposed to be announcements every few days, but they will not happen until the time is right. And I can say now that there are no announcements planned for April 15th.
Okay.
And the event is not planned for April 15th.
Okay. Now, Cobra, what would be your response if someone came up to you and said, hey, listen, you know, this is great that they've got this new humanitarian funding projects, you know, through the BRICS nations, and there's going to be a new financial system, that's great. But, you know, we're all still being treated and working within the controllers of the money. What would be your response to that?
Actually, you're hearing about something which is being prepared and is in the process of manifestation. It hasn't manifested yet. So I would say for people not to make their lives dependent on this process. Live as you're living at this moment with your own capabilities and follow your own guidance and use your own skills and talents, and do not make yourself dependent on the new financial system and the money that will come. Because nobody knows exactly when or how when it will come and how exactly you are going to get it. The general process is known, but the exact details are not yet determined. And it depends on the situation at that moment.
Well, that's a good point. So, okay, so you say no to the new gold-backed currency, right?
There will be a gold-backed currency, as I have described many times. And it will be tied to the basket of current currencies for a certain transitional period.
Okay. Now, what about the Sino signature of the bonds? Did you see that? That went down in, I believe, Indonesia?
Okay, I would say that all those news, all those types of events are not reflecting the true nature of the collateral accounts. The negotiations about the collateral accounts are being taking place right now and are not completed.
Okay.
So even the people have claims of who is supposed to be and one who is supposed to be the signatory of the accounts, and this is all nonsense. The exact process is being negotiated right now, an exact procedure and protocol how this money will be distributed among humanity. And this is intended for humanity and not for any specific group. And the resistance movement is overseeing the process and will not tolerate any selfish deviation from the plan. I would put it this way.
I can imagine with the amount of preparation that's gone into it. So does that also mean that the IRS is not defunct and it's still operating and it's still a viable agency at this time?
Yes, of course. It's operating. It's still collecting money. And still money is being transferred to the cabal, to the Rothschilds, and to the Vatican, to the Jesuits.
Okay. And then I would have to ask the next question, which is it true that the Federal Reserve Bank is still running?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Okay. Well, these are all the types of things that are floating around out there from people that the internet viewers consider to be fairly reliable sources. So,
well, people need to use their common sense a little bit, and they can actually make a phone call to the bank and just check if it's operational or not.
Well, it's not as easy as that, Cobra, because this is the stuff that's going on behind the scenes before the rollout or before the shift over to the new system. So,
I would not agree because, as I said before, the actual reset will not happen in this way. All the institutions of the cabal will be working until the moment of the reset. And the reset will happen when the virus, which is in the international banking intranet system, will be activated. And at that moment, all those institutions will be shut down because they will not be able to transfer money.
And it's supposed to be that instantaneous, that seamless.
Yes. This will be, from the moment it happens, it will be a chain reaction that will take a maximum, let's say, a few minutes, and all the computers will be shut down, and the central banks will not be able to execute transactions, and they will have to close. And that, and the same with big financial institutions throughout the planet.
Okay.
So this is how it's going to happen. And, of course, all the major cabal institutions will continue operating until that moment, even behind the scenes.
So don't you feel that some of the changes, like the drastic changes with Russia not participating with the same financial system, for example, or the fact that the petrodollar has a lot less significance in exchange of oil, aren't these pieces of the puzzle to, you know, demonstrate that our system is coming to an end?
This is actually the very important part of the same process of the reset of the financial system, because before the actual reset happens, alternative infrastructure needs to be created, and that alternative infrastructure includes the Eastern Alliance and the major countries and the major financial infrastructure like development banks, alternative transaction system that is different from SWIFT, a different alternative infrastructure that will not involve petrodollar. Mm-hmm. And there are many things connecting with the end of petrodollar. I will release certain intel about this very soon. And then people will be able to understand more what's happening behind the scenes. But the end of petrodollar is a process which is happening, which is actually accelerating now.
Yeah.
And will culminate in the reset of the financial system.
Yeah, I noticed the other day I read something that the Saudis are considered like yesterday's news for oil because their excess capacity is very minimal. And,
well, this is a little bit of exaggeration, but it's true that their power is diminishing.
And the Saudis have always been in the pocket of the U.S., correct?
It was true until very recently, and now they're beginning to ally with the Eastern Alliance because they have realized the Cabal is losing their power.
So what do you feel is the reason for the big boom in Nigeria, for example? There's been quite a bit of, you know, activity coming out of there. Why are they in such a huge growth? Their GDP supposedly has been increasing, as well as their oil production.
It's happening in many countries because many countries are receiving fresh investment, basically from China, and some of them even from other countries of the BRICS alliance. But I would say on a certain level there is a war between China and the United States, I would say economically, in many of those countries taking place.
Wow. Now, getting back to the rollout, you know, the seamless, instantaneously new monetary system, is it true that Nasara had stipulated that at a particular time, each individual person within a household would be receiving $2,000? Is that true?
People will receive much more than $2,000.
Well, I just meant through the shift, you know, like, let's say that everything gets shut down and, you know, there's...
Yes, I understand. Yeah, there is a plan for certain vouchers to be issued, and yes, it will be somewhere between $1,000 or $2,000 per person.
Okay.
That's part of the plan, yes.
Okay, now, there was an actual audio of a Blog Talk Radio interview of an elderly woman who claimed that they came to her door and asking for a headcount. This was up, I think, in the eastern... East Coast states within the U.S. And they happened to say to her, yes, we're responsible for getting the headcount and getting prepared because things are about to unfold. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I have received that intel from some people. There was a test run taking place in that area, but this was just a small segment of the population.
Okay. Well, that
will not happen massively before the event.
Right. Right. And so, Cobra, how about the actual distribution of the money? There's so much conflict of information as to how they're going to determine that. Is it true, you know, because I've seen information from the Ascended Masters even, is it true that those that will be working very diligently for the planet through humanitarian causes, will they be receiving payouts before others?
Actually, after the event, some of the money will be distributed quite fast. And I would just say that people who have been very dedicated to the liberation process will receive a certain amount of money from Saint Germain Trust.
Okay.
And the money will be available, in my estimation, you know, I would say 3 weeks from the event on, after the event.
Okay. And what is your take on the House Bill H.R. 2847? This is the one, you know, higher incentives to restore employment. And what it does is it basically causes anybody that invests in foreign banks to file a 1099. They're saying that this is a big deal. It's going to go down in June. What is your take on that?
Well, if it happens, it can trigger some changes in that area. But we will see. It hasn't been approved yet, so we'll see what happens in the next few months in that area.
Okay, and then I also wanted to bring this up to you. Government agencies throughout the U.S. at the state and federal level are announcing fake investigations of high-frequency traders until they are given campaign contributions to go away or warned to stop by the feds. The president and the Secretary of State have surrendered to the following nations: Russia, China, Palestinian Authority, Syria, Iran, and Afghanistan. What do you think about that?
High-frequency trading is actually something that's happening for quite some time and is actually the backbone of the cabal's way to earn more money. And, of course, there is an inner, behind the scenes, there's an alliance of key traders in that area, and, of course, they will... are protecting each other.
Okay. And I'm sure you heard about Flexcoin. This is one of Bitcoin's first banks. They shut their doors, and it says that they were hacked and then they were robbed, and, you know, it was a big fiasco. Who was behind that?
NSA.
Really interesting. Interesting. Wow. Okay.
You need to understand that there are good guys and bad guys in the NSA, and they are both following their own plans, and the good guys are trying to do good things, and the bad guys, of course, are trying to ruin the actions of the good guys.
So I would imagine this is at an all-time high right now. I mean,
not yet.
No?
Not yet.
Really?
Not yet.
Okay.
More is coming. Much more is coming.
Okay, now you had stated at your conference back in 2012 that the most powerful man in the conspiracy over the world is Pepe Orsini, right?
He was at that time, but not anymore.
Aha. And one of the comments I wanted to ask you about was you mentioned that he was actually the Gray Pope. And when I did a little digging on the bloodlines and the secret, you know, history of the Jesuit order, it was very interesting. I found the Gray Pope, the White Pope, the Black Pope, and I was wondering if you maybe give us some information on that and what that means and what's the, you know, importance of that.
Okay, the White Pope is a pope which is publicly known. The pope everybody sees on TV when they're watching TV transmissions from Vatican. The Black Pope is the head of the Jesuits, and the Gray Pope is the head of the Black nobility families, the Archons.
Okay.
And right now we have an interesting situation when the Black Pope and the White Pope are the same person, Pope Francis.
I saw.
Because the head of the Jesuits is also the White Pope. So now we have just actually two persons which are working in this triad. It's a very interesting energetic situation that has never happened before.
And for them to have the same person playing both of those roles, what do you feel is their agenda?
Actually, they are desperate. Jesuits prefer working behind the scenes. And they only get public when they cannot achieve their goals behind the scenes. So that's why they have put their own person as a pope. It was the last desperate move for the Jesuits. And
okay.
Of course, now everybody's talking about Jesuits. Nobody was talking about Jesuits 2 years ago. Now everybody's talking about them and exposing them.
That's a really good point. And they actually came out and said that they had a big announcement on April 27th. Did you see that?
Well, we'll see what happens.
And this was something to do with the UFOs?
We will see what happens if this goes as planned.
Okay. So now I'm sure you're aware of Operation American Spring.
Yes.
Okay. And a Colonel Riley, right?
Yes.
Okay. So they're doing a kickoff on May 16th, and many people are complaining that if they carry this out, it could end up in absolute total violence. What I wanted to ask you was, what do you feel about that? Do you think that the positive military is behind this? And if one wanted to, you know, initiate a movement, is this the best way to go about it?
Okay. There is a certain difference between the United States and other countries. Movements like this have been very successful in many countries. Movements like this can be successful if they are absolutely nonviolent and if enough people join. So these two principles are key to success.
Okay.
And if you follow those two principles in Operation American Spring, it will be a big success.
Okay.
There needs to be a mass of people, not just 3,000 people. There really needs to be millions of people, at least hundreds of thousands of people. And they need to be nonviolent.
Yeah, we got to stick to the non.
And remain that way in the face of opposition. And keep their message strong in the face of opposition, because opposition will be strong. Censorship of the mass media will be strong in the case, of course, the event doesn't happen by them. So if people really get the masses, and if masses have a strong message at that moment, that can be a breakthrough for the United States.
Mm.
It's a possibility.
Okay, so what is the real reason and agenda behind the 528 people being condemned to death in Egypt?
Actually, I would say the positive military is living in the country of the Muslim Brotherhood. And I would say those people are still alive. It's a legal process. And many of those people, I have checked with my sources, are actually the top members of the Muslim Brotherhood, and they have done many very bad things.
And I know there's over 200 being being sentenced to death in North Korea. Is that correct?
And North Korea is a completely different situation.
Okay.
Because North Korea was completely isolated from the rest of the world. And there is, I would say, internal struggle between two factions in North Korea taking place right now. And none of them are actually what I would describe as like Pussy. So it's like an internal struggle taking place there.
Okay. Now, Cobra, please clarify for all of us, because there's a lot of discontent between, say, the conspiracy person versus the spiritual person about Obama's role. And there has been some intel that states that 14 members of Congress have been plotting to kill Barack and his family since the day of his inauguration. Can you comment on that and tell us what you think?
I have been actually answered this question already. Obama was incarnated as a part of the Light Forces, but he has been compromised during his mission. He is controlled to the point that he is no longer operating as a part of the team.
So are you saying...
Yes, there have been many conspiracies to kill him from different, I would say, interest groups, not just one.
I mean, are you saying that he's been compromised because he's been so threatened?
Yes, exactly.
Ah. Okay.
And he has been threatened and his family has been threatened. So this is the reason why he is no longer following the plan of the Light Forces.
Okay. And what do you feel is the true reasoning behind Kazakhstan's Prime Minister Sarik Akhmatov and his entire government resigning last Wednesday?
This is the same reason, actually, as many countries, because there is a great internal change happening. Many, I would say, political forces in many countries are aware of the coming changes. And sometimes certain governments need to resign just to save their lives or to save a little bit of what they have to surrender, because now other forces are getting more strength. I would say more positive forces are getting strength in the political life of many countries right now.
So that leads me to another question. I mean, I remember reading back when, especially when you consider the story of Valiant Thor, is it true that there are galactics that are visiting these heads of state and countries on a regular basis, trying to convince them to sway in a more positive light way?
I would say there were many contacts with the heads of state in the last 50 or 60 years, but they have not been very productive.
Mm. Okay.
Because in most cases, the presidents are just puppets in the hands of the military-industrial complex or the cabal in most countries on the planet.
Because I was thinking maybe that was one of the reasons there's been such a massive push I've noticed in China. They've really been doing a lot of busts and arrests, and I thought maybe that was related to that.
Actually, in China, it is the same purification process I was speaking about. The more positively oriented political forces are gaining power and are clearing the more negative factions.
Mm.
The same process is happening in China, in Egypt, and in many other countries.
Wow. And this is a good thing, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what is your intel on the closing of the embassies in Israel, all the Israeli embassies, and the fact that supposedly there's some sort of threat regarding nuclear bombs?
Actually, there were threats, which were empty threats, but nevertheless, people who received them considered them real. So in Israel, the same process is happening. I would say the internal struggle between the positive and the negative factions, and this struggle in Israel is a little bit more intense, a little bit more potentially violent. And the negative faction has been issuing threats, the positive faction has been striking back, you might say, and there is actually an underground war happening in Israel right now.
Wow.
Between those two factions.
Interesting.
And the closing of the embassy is a reflection of that war.
Yeah, I thought that had to be something very big for them to do every embassy, you know?
Yes, and this will continue, and it can escalate in the next few weeks. So there might be something in the news.
Okay. Now, Cobra, you had written a while back that there were two points of pressure placed on the cabal. The first one, you said, was accomplished through the release of free energy. What would be the second one?
The second one is a disclosure, information about extraterrestrial contact.
Okay. And don't you kind of feel like we're already in the midst of that? I mean, aren't we within a soft disclosure time frame right at this point?
Yeah, very soft, but it needs to get much more intense.
Okay. Because, I mean, they've been dropping some bombs. I mean, they've been really dropping some information. Now, what about the whole anonymous thing? Apparently, they broke into the email account of the U.S. State Department attaché from the U.S. Army. And they were able to prove that they had been, you know, the United States had been framing Russia and causing all of this military and, you know, the all of the issues that were going on in the Ukraine and Crimea and everything else. How do you feel that this is playing out at this point? I mean, it seems to me like that was the other line that was drawn in the sand between Russia and the U.S. Is that correct?
Well, actually, this is just the logical next step in the same process, because information about similar things was leaking in the last month or so from different sources, not exactly from the attaché, but from other politicians in many countries. So just a continuation of the same process. And of course, it's obvious for every person with a little bit of understanding of the global situation what is happening in Ukraine between the United States and Russia. Mm-hmm. It's just becoming more common knowledge right now with more evidence, which is good.
You know, this I found this was very interesting. It says the Baltics, Poland, Hungary, the Czech Republic, Romania, and Bulgaria, along with 20 other NATO members, are signatories of the Washington Treaty. It says Ukraine, Moldova, and Georgia are not. And it says this was one of the key factors as to why Russia has been defending the Crimea. Can you comment a little bit on that? You know, it seems to me like none of us really understand that.
Well, I would say it's a natural divide between Europe and the Russian territory. But actually, this natural divide goes right in across the middle of Ukraine. And Russia actually gets the east of Ukraine, and the west gets the western countries, and Europe gets the west of Ukraine. Mm. It's actually a part of a natural process, which has been manipulated politically, and of course this backfired on the cabal.
Big time. So is it true that this whole situation with the UFO appearing above the Ukraine and the Crimea, was that truly an Arcturian ship, or was that of the military?
It was an extraterrestrial ship.
Okay. And is it true, do you agree with the whole thing about the Sky Dreadnought technology and the fact that they were kind of trying to show the Cabal that their technology would wipe out anything that they thought was very highly developed, you know, in a split second?
Cabal doesn't have any advanced, I would say, UFO-type technology anymore.
Okay. Good. Now, do you also agree that the TTIP and the negotiations with Iran to end nuclear ambitions is the game changer also? I mean, are those two things that the resistance are really watching to see what goes down?
The situation in Iran has been resolved actually last year to the point where it will not cause major trouble anymore.
Excellent. And what about TTIP, the Transatlantic Trade Partnership deal?
This is a little bit more difficult because it has not been resolved enough yet. But I will say there are certain people on key positions which are working for the life for the life forces, which will try to resolve the whole process in the next few months.
Good. Now, I'm sure you are aware of the supposed leaked recording of a phone conversation from the Turkish government. Apparently, they were revealing a false flag terror attack. Now, there are other people out there that are saying that they thought that it was spliced together, it was not legitimate. What kind of information do you have on that, if, you know, as far as is it real, and what implications is it going to cause?
Well, a lot of information has been leaked about the Turkish government lately, and most of this is true.
Okay. So how is that impacting the relations with the rest of the world? Has that affected Turkey a great deal with their, you know, their European alliances?
People in power have known those things already before they were made public. So it does not affect the behind-the-scenes negotiations and political alliances, but it does affect the public image of Turkey to a certain degree.
Okay. And that was another question I had. You know, Covert, there's a lot of stuff out there saying that there's a lot of behind-the-scenes fighting, so to speak, going on amongst the countries because of all the NSA documents that have been released because of Snowden. And my question to you is, if they're all aware that every one of them has been spied on, what are they doing? What are they doing to protect themselves to remain more private?
It's actually impossible to completely protect your privacy in the digital age. It's not only NSA spying. There are many agencies, national and transnational and national agencies spying on people. So nobody's actually safe, in a way, I would say, to completely be able to protect digital privacy.
Okay.
But if, you don't need to care about that because if you're doing nothing wrong, you have nothing to hide, in a way of worrying about somebody spying on what you have to say.
Well, I was thinking more in terms of the countries themselves. How are they getting around it since they're part of the system that they themselves, you know, supported?
They actually are not able to get around it.
Yeah.
But sometimes they use this fact as a tool for political negotiations, one way or the other.
Interesting.
It happens a lot.
Very interesting. Now, did you hear about the U.S. Air Force conducting a long-range mission exercise? It was two B-52s, and they flew around in Missouri nonstop for 20 hours, covering 8,000 miles from the home stations, and apparently doing ordinances against targets located inside Hawaii. Do you have any information on that as to why that was going down?
Well, exercises like this happen quite often, and it's usually nothing extraordinary.
Okay, now, what is your opinion about 75% of all the volcanoes in the world are going off right now within the Ring of Fire? Do you feel that the actual tectonic plates are being reset?
I would not agree with that information that 75% of volcanoes are going off. I would not agree with that.
Okay, and they're saying that they're actually going off within hours of one another. Was this something that was caused by, you know, the cabal?
I would not agree with that information at all.
Okay. So you don't think that there's a whole lot of volcanoes going off right now?
There is an increase of volcanic activity, but it's not drastic.
Okay. Now, it has been stated that Dianne Feinstein actually came out and made the accusation that the CIA broke the law by engaging in torture and hacking into the Senate Intelligence Committee's computers. And many articles are stating that this was a major game changer. What would be your perspective on that, Cobra?
It can be a wake-up call for a certain amount of people who still believe in the legacy of that cooperation.
Interesting. So, I mean, are you from the standpoint of working with the resistance, are you really starting to see clearly the boundary lines between those that are going to support the light and those that aren't? I mean, I remember a period of time when you and I were talking, you know, months and months ago, there were so many different factions. Do you feel that the number of factions now is lessening?
It's a little more, there is a little more clarity, but still many people are undecided.
Wow. It's interesting to talk to you because the momentum and the feeling out on the internet is so exciting, and it feels like the change is literally any second. And yet what I'm hearing from you is there's still quite a bit more to go.
You see, when things really begin to happen, it will be much, much more exciting. It will not be just a theory on the internet.
It'll be an announcement.
It will be happening. You see, there is a certain progress being made, but we are not there yet completely. We are not yet at this moment where I could say that the breakthrough is happening right now.
Okay. Now, I want to go back to some of the comments that you had made, and I thought it was fascinating. In the last 2 weeks, the Fulford newsletter has commented about the Cobra resistance a great deal. And I wanted to ask you if you could tell us what type of victory you felt you achieved when you went overseas and you met with the White Dragon Society.
Actually, I was making contact with three different dragon groups, and I would say there were certain negotiations taking place, and there is a result of certain of those talks is really game-changing. Certain agreements were made which will change the geopolitical structure of this planet in the future, that's for sure. I cannot say when or how, but I would say definitely the game on this planet will change.
Interesting. And you also said that the Malaysia disappearance of the plane had a lot to do with releasing the patents and advanced military technologies, that was actually a conflict between the United States and China. Can you talk a little bit more about that? Because everybody is so done with the Malaysian stuff, and it continues to pop up, and there continue to be more and more theories as to what happened.
Okay, I would say this is another distraction. The whole story about this Malaysian plane, it's a typical distraction. People are so obsessed with this plane.
Yes.
So I would just suggest people to divert their attention to something else.
And do you feel that the conflict between the U.S. and China about the technology, is this all to do with free energy and who's going to control that, so to speak, to roll it out to the people?
No. This has more to do with the military technologies, which are quite advanced, but in a different direction.
Okay. Okay, cool. Okay, and then you also were talking about zero extraterrestrial involvement as a whole scenario.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
You just are really adamant about that. How do you explain so many people's commentaries, including channelers? I understand you don't have that high of an opinion of that, but how do you explain the fact that just about every single one of them is receiving information that it is involving ET contact? And
because this information is coming from the Archons on the etheric plane.
But, I mean, why all of a sudden now is everybody on the same, you know, it's almost like every channel you read, they all are getting the same information.
Because it's coming from the same source.
I mean, I don't know. It seems like they've upped their technology capabilities or something.
Well, this is not the first time it happened, because if you read the channel material, when a certain idea comes out, it comes out through every channel at the same time. It happens a lot. And there are very few really good channels on this planet. I am not against channeling per se, but I would like people who are channeling to give themselves a little bit more training and perfect their channeling skills before they go public. And the people speaking in the name of the Ascended Masters, sometimes that's not a good idea, because the Ascended Masters are not saying the things that the channelers are portraying as the Ascended Masters saying certain things. It's not happening.
Okay, so how do you explain all of the intel through the financial channels? And these are some very reputable channels, by the way, and they're not at all on the same, you know, page as far as what you're sharing with us. Are they completely compromised?
You need to be more specific.
Well, for example, I mean, there's like tons of information out there about the new TRNs.
Okay. I will not comment on specifics, but I would say that in this community about this so-called revaluation, there was a lot of disinformation being spread by CIA agents, which were doing that by the order from the Jesuits.
Interesting. So it just keeps
the people need to use their discernment in the whole process.
Right, right.
Because there is much information which is true, but there is also a lot of disinformation coming out. And I've said a month or two ago, the information war is happening right now. A lot of good intel out there and a lot of disinfo out there right now. And people need to use their discernment a lot.
Wow. Well, on to a little bit different topic. Can you go over a little bit about the cleansing of the planet? So let's say that the event occurs, and then we receive the assistance from the Galactic Brotherhood, whatever you want to call them. Do you agree that we will be beamed up on ships temporarily while they purify the planet?
I will not speak about this part of the plan before the opening of the portal on April 21st.
Okay. On April 21st.
Yes, there will be certain portal will open, and then I can begin to speak about certain things, not before.
Okay. Wow. Now, Cobra, have you ever heard of this guy, Dr. Joseph Cephalone?
No.
Okay. He is a contactee, and he's a doctor that started putting out a bunch of videos on his perception of the demons that are pretty much, you know, running ramshot on the planet. And he was saying that 84% of the people on the planet are possessed by a demon. But here was this other thing I wanted to ask you. He said, but then there's two other classes of people that are robotic in nature. They equate to about 640 million people, and he puts them in the category of soulless. What would be your comment on that?
The number is a little bit too high, but he's actually speaking about the sociopaths, which have lost their connection with their soul. They are not actual robots, but people who have lost their connection with their feeling nature, because usually through feeling nature, a person can get into contact with the soul plane. Hmm. And people have shut down their emotional nature to the point where they have lost that contact.
Wow. That's so sad. Okay, and then he also states that the dark will have to pay their dues, that it's not just going to be a second death. Can you comment on that?
They will have to balance the consequences of their actions. They will have to face what they did and deal with that one way or the other.
Well, I think that's going to make a lot of people happy to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
So are you agreeing that karma does still exist, or are we just kind of releasing whatever karmic over, you know, whatever we've accumulated within all of our lifetimes?
The concept of karma is a programming tool of the Archons.
Okay.
So we are not accumulating that. As you can see, the financial system works in the same way. It's also the programming tool of the Archons, and the karmic system is actually the same. It's an energy financial system, you might say. And you are accumulating that because you have been trained in a certain system to behave in a certain way. But when you get into contact with your own true self, you can release all that. You can just learn your lessons and release all that, and you have no debt to anybody.
Thank you for that answer. I'm so glad to hear you reiterate that. So this is a very interesting question. I can't wait to hear what your response is. Is it possible that Jehovah is an actual malignant computer? And it's situated to control and cause fragmentation of the soul.
It is not a computer. It was a certain, I would say, entity that does not exist anymore. And that entity was controlling a certain portion of the etheric Archon technology, and part of that technology was designed to fragment the soul.
So are we getting more successful? Is the resistance more successful in cracking some of the elusive technologies they've not been able to track down in other dimensions?
Yeah, they are.
Okay, good to hear. And I know I bring this up every month, but I get countless emails on it. I have noticed in the last 5 days a break in the chemtrails. Can you comment on any changes that have occurred on that end?
I have answered this many times. There are fluctuations in the number of chemtrails, but the drastic improvement will happen only at the event and after the event.
Okay. So now, do you feel like this this announcement in April 27th, to go back to that, do you feel like that's a possible Project Blue Beam with the Vatican?
The Project Blue Beam is not possible anymore. It has been erased from the surface of the planet. This will not happen.
Okay. Now, there are people that just love you, Cobra, in the eastern countries of Europe, and they would like you to share with them if there's any victories that you could express that have occurred in that part of the world.
Well, I don't see any specific significant victories in that part of the world, but that part of the world has a lot of presence of the Eastern Alliance. There are many, I would say, representatives of the Eastern Alliance, which are working on their missions quietly behind the scenes. So there are no spectacular results, but there are, I would say, colossal changes behind the scenes which will result in great planetary liberation.
So, and a lot of support comes from that location of the world, right?
Yeah, that part of the world is very, one of the key areas of the Eastern Alliance activity.
That's good. Now, can you also explain how the healing takes place in the light chambers and the crystal healing beds back in the time of Egypt? Can you explain how that worked?
It depends on the time frame that you're asking about, because there was a certain, I would say, after the fall of Atlantis, the old technology was being degraded time after time. So the very first versions were actually star chambers, which were able to back engineer the light body and restore the original frequency. But after some time, that technology had been forgotten, and the later versions were only able to increase the presence of light to a certain degree and not restore the original light body completely.
Wow. And so do you still agree, right, that each of us is going to have to go through that process, right?
Yes.
Okay. And that is directly correlated with the genetic, messing with the genetics of the DNA.
Actually, everybody's putting too much attention on the genetic makeup in the whole process. What is more important is the transformation of consciousness. And that transformation of consciousness will automatically realign the DNA.
Speaking of transformation of consciousness, can you give us an approximate idea of how much we have grown in that area?
Actually, the real process will just begin when the event happens, because in conditions we had on this planet, real expansion of consciousness was not very easy. But after the event, this will be accelerated drastically.
So you don't feel like there's been a big shift, say, in the last 6 months?
Not really. There has been improvement, but the real shift is much, much more. When the real light comes on this planet, it will be something far beyond what people are experiencing right now.
Okay. Now, Cobra, a lot of people wanted to ask you about the stratospheric balloons.
Yes.
And many have asked, can you explain how they actually created a big crack in the matrix and a dent in the security firewall that the Archons created?
Basically, the stratospheric balloon goes beyond the veil. It goes beyond the reach of the Archon etheric network. So when the balloon goes above 8.6 miles of altitude, it is beyond the reach of the Archons. They cannot influence it. They cannot control it. They cannot do anything about it. And when it comes back, it brings back the vibration, the energy, the signature, the quantum signature of that free area, of that liberated space.
Hmm.
And this creates a certain hyperdimensional wormhole which connects the surface of the planet with the liberated area. And this loosens the calcification of the matrix. It decreases the power of the etheric archon technology.
Wow, so we should all be doing that. This doesn't cost a whole lot of money, right?
Yes, you can do it for a few hundreds of dollars. It's possible. Some people have done it even with as little as $100.
Oh my God, we got to get on that. Do you have a link on your website as to how to make that?
Yes. It's when I posted my Cobra Beyond the Veil blog post, there is a link which actually two or three links which detail the instructions how to do it.
Okay. Well, we will get on that as well. Now, Cobra, you're familiar with Courtney Brown, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're familiar with the implication postings. Well, he just released the final announcement, and it was basically to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that remote viewing was not only provable but accurate. And part of it was exposing the activities on Mars. How do you feel that this is affecting our society today and the unfolding again of this new paradigm we're going into?
Well, it was not a groundbreaking, earth-shattering announcement, but it did help certain people to become more aware of the reality of the remote viewing.
You're so funny. Now, can you also tell us the significance of the 37 pyramids on the Crimean Peninsula? I mean, are they playing a role in the Russian-USA conflict?
Mm-hmm. It's a certain vortex area there, which is important, but not crucial in this whole situation.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about the Band of Peace. You probably know about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us, what is that about? I mean, can you explain why the importance of that? Will all of the pyramids be lit up at one point where they will actually be providing energy to the entire planet?
Not exactly. What will happen is that the pyramids will be once again tied into the network of light on the etheric plane, and they will become again transmitters of light from the center of the galaxy.
Wow. Okay. And that's it?
I mean, that's it. That's enough. It's a very important achievement.
Yeah. No, I agree.
The planet assists in the transformation of the planet and its, I would say, its ascension process.
And is it true that a UFO was found under Giza and they determined it was Jesus Christ?
I would not agree completely with that. There were certain things that were found there, but it was not exactly as you have described.
Okay. And do you feel that Bigfoot exists?
Yes.
And what kind of relationship does the Bigfoot have to man?
I would say it's a sister or I would say a brother race to humanity.
So they're not coming from like UFOs?
No, it's a gem. I would say that race has been born on this planet and has been evolving on this planet.
Okay.
For quite some time, parallel to humanity.
Okay, and are you familiar with the Facebook announcement? They just announced the Deep Face program. Did you hear
this?
Okay.
No.
They just made an announcement about the Deep Face program where researchers can determine whether two photographed faces are of the same person with a 97.25% accuracy rate. And I wanted to know what you thought about that because it very much is in alignment with WellAware1.com.
Yes, that kind of programs are actually well known in the intelligence community. They're using them for face recognition programs. From surveillance cameras. So this is now becoming technology which is coming public domain, which can be used for good or for not so good purposes.
And do you feel that a lot of the information that's been presented from a scientific perspective with the software, it's actually shown that a lot of the players, the main players out there, are actors?
Yes, it's true.
So it's basically, this whole thing's kind of like a stage performance, right?
In certain aspects, yes.
And my question to you is, who is behind that?
You know, Cabal is using this to further their agenda, for example, in staging false flag events and other operations.
But you know what I'm saying? It, you know, who is behind the good guys that are the actors that, you know, we would consider are bringing forth some very positive changes?
Well, I'm not allowed to speak about that aspect right now.
Okay. Okay. I will not push that. Now, Cobra, not to make anybody fearful, but I would like to know if the Galactics are assisting us in this area. They have just released a new form of GMO with a synthetic biology. I wanted to know if you knew about that. If so, is it as bad or even worse than the existing GMO foods we have right now?
It is worse, but the life forces are doing many things to stop this and to eliminate it as much as possible.
Excellent. And are, now, do you agree that the Archons are one and the same with the ancient text references to the Anunnaki?
Very similar, yes. Some of them can be described as Archons, or they can be described as their high-level minions.
Wow. And I was watching this interview the other day, and the biggest thing that hit me was that Sophia, the most precious gift that Sophia gave us was imagination. And so I thought that that would be a really good place for us to stress and specify to the ground crew, is to keep their imagination open of this amazing unfolding. You know, do you agree with that, that that's like a huge part of this process of getting there sooner rather than later?
Yes, I agree completely.
Okay, because that just hit me like a ton of bricks. So now, with that said, Cobra, I was blown away that there were so many comments made by Fulford. It sounds like you guys are working very closely together. Did you want to comment on that? Because I know a lot of other people noticed it too.
I would just say that there is a certain link of cooperation which has been established, and it's progressing nicely.
Okay. Now, one last thing. Can you tell us a little bit about your success of your last couple of activations?
Both activations have been very successful. We have been able to activate both vortexes and trigger a big transformation of both countries, both Japan and Taiwan.
Excellent. And now, do you feel that we are in any kind of danger regarding all these tsunami situations? Okay.
No.
Really glad you put that out there. And is there any way, Cobra, does it look like we have, through the disappearance of the Malaysian plane, is there any possibility that that has brought light to that particular base and that that's related to HAARP? Is that correct?
There are other things happening in Diego Garcia base, and not just there. There are many, I would say, deep secrets in those bases, and I will reveal some of them very soon.
Cool. But, I mean, that's going to be a positive, right? Because we've now...
It will have positive effects. As a side effect, yes, people are becoming more aware of this.
Yeah.
But there's much more to come.
Okay.
This is not the whole story yet. Far from it. There's much more.
Cool. Okay, well, is there anything else that you wanted to share today? I'm hoping that I covered as much as I could in the short period of time that we had, but, you know, is there anything else that you wanted to share as far as especially going between, you know, this window of opportunity and what you'd like us to focus on?
People can read my blog. In the next few weeks, I will be releasing certain intel and certain instructions for operations taking place and for the opening of the portals. And I cannot say much now, but very soon I will receive clearance to release much more.
Terrific. With that said, in closing, is there anything else that you can share with us without endangering lives of those that are helping us phenomenally? You know, as far as any other, what do you call it? Any other victories?
There is a huge victory in development and production and distribution of over-unity devices. And it's a significant thing.
And that's the quantum energy generators, right?
Yes, and many other technologies also.
You know, people have asked me, why was it called over-unity?
It is because it brings more energy out. It puts more energy out than you have to put it in.
Okay.
That's a technical term for a device which has more than 100% efficiency.
Awesome. Okay. Well, so are you feeling very upbeat about this window?
Yes, it's a big window of opportunity, and many things are possible, and has a great potential.
Okay. Well, with that said, I just want to thank you for coming on, and hopefully we'll have some amazing, shocking news next month. Right, Cobra?
Yes, many news will come during the time period, and I would like to thank everybody for listening.
Yeah, thank you, everyone. Take care, Cobra. Thanks, as usual, for your time today.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye. Take care. Bye. Okay, everyone. So what we thought we would do today is hold a small little impromptu roundtable with a few of us to discuss the excitement that many of us feel at this time, this window of opportunity regarding the new moon and the blue moon, the blood moon, all of the astrological implications of the Grand Cross, the Passover event, the Easter event. I mean, there's so many interesting things going on right now. And we want to make sure that the ground crew feels and realizes how important of a role they play at this time. Because truly, we are guiding the rest of the planet through this transitional period. So I also wanted to make a few announcements before we dive into that. And the first one is I wanted to first of all introduce my husband, Steve. Everybody knows Steve.
Hello, everyone.
He became infamous in his instantaneous addiction slicing event. He is no longer addicted. Tell him how long it's been now since you've had no alcohol.
About 225 days or something like that.
225 days. And how long it's been since you've not chewed any tobacco?
About 195 or something like that.
195 days. So we're still.
I'd have to look. I'm not sure. Exactly.
We're both still experiencing the incredibly profound journey after the implant removal. And for anybody who hasn't gone through it, I highly recommend it because it is quite a journey. The second person I'd like to introduce is Okalani Jacob, and she is our new member of the GC team. Yay, Okalani.
Yay. Hello.
And many of you may know of her because she has been the backdrop, for lack of better terms, but she's been the glue that's held together a lot of the technical and integrative responsibilities of the Prepare for Change website. So, Okalani, I just wanted to welcome you aboard. And did you want to talk to them a little bit, just give them a little introduction on you and where you are and what you're doing?
Well, currently, I'm the Global Event Support Group Coordinator for Prepare for Change. And then I came across Alex, as she's a council member there. And Alex and I hit it off, and now I am happily with the Galactic Connection team in helping her expand the footprint for Galactic Connection and expand and achieve her purpose as far as, you know, what she represents to the Guardians and to the global surface population.
Wow, I couldn't have said it any better.
Well, thank you.
And at this time, we also wanted to let everyone know that we have two very important up-and-coming announcements regarding an addition to the package of the implant removal process. We received this from the Company of Heaven, so to speak, and it's pretty profound stuff, guys. Steve and I have already been the guinea pigs. We've already been going through it. It's a very profound shift, and the two are going to be entitled. One is called the Soul Alignment Process, and the second one is a DNA activation, which is very different than anything that's out on the internet right now. And they will be offered as a package. So I just wanted to give everybody the heads up on that. We will be releasing that. Our goal date is the 17th of this month. So keep your eyes and ears open for that, and we will provide you a lot more details. Right now, we just wanted to let everybody know that it is coming, and we have been told that it is an essential ingredient for the preparation of this ascension process that we're about to experience. So with that said, I also want to introduce a fourth person, which is Lord Chase. And I met Lord Chase just maybe only 2 weeks ago and was so intrigued by him and his wisdom. So welcome, Lord. Are you there? Lord, are you there? Uh-oh, we lost.
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Sorry about that. A little technical trouble on my part. I was speaking and then nothing was happening. I was like, what's going on? Anyway, hello, everybody.
Hello. So, Lord, tell everybody a little bit about you and where you're going and what you're doing right now.
What I'm doing right now is working on a book about 10 years in the making, and hopefully I'll be done with it by Christmas in regards to the harmonics to the intergalactic universe and allowing everyone the complete ascension process to every part of their being. There are different chapters and different themes. That's pretty much what I'm working on that regards. Some of the other things, just in regards to some philanthropy, interested in opening a retreat sometime in the near future, that has to do perhaps with the connection of ancient Atlantean drumming methods.
Yep.
And just really focusing on the ideology that everyone can achieve whatever it is they wish to achieve and still manage their ascension after.
Very good point. And how long have you been working on this book already?
Over 10 years, give or take.
Wow.
But I've been trying to make it, I don't like to use the word perfect, but close to perfect.
That sounds really interesting. Well, keep us posted on that. We'll pull you up on the show when you're ready to launch your book.
Okay.
So, Okalani, I would like you to begin, because this is very impromptu, and I'm really hoping that all of you bear with us, because it was a very last-minute thing. We all received individual promptings and messages that this was important to do this. And because of the time that we have found ourselves in today, this is unprecedented in many, many ways. And I thought Okalani could start with just giving us a glimpse of what she feels is some of the most important things for us to keep our eye on at this time.
Thank you, Alexandra. What I'd like to bring forth would be to understand that everybody is getting the message. A lot of the, you know, way showers, spiritual beings are getting the message that the necessity to unite, but we have to allow our egos to fall away in order to do so. So this gathering between Alexandra, Steve, Lord Chase, and myself is a call out to everybody, you know, who know the truth of gathering together and establishing, you know, these higher vibrational densities in order to light the path for people to join us here. So with that being said, you know, the call to, you know, whether you're a guardian, you know, an elemental, a support crew, high council, you know, we're looking to have you guys, you know, reach out to Alexandra through her site and myself and Lord Chase in order to be here, you know, because the moment is, you know, now.
Good point. Very good point. So how do you see all of that unfolding, Okalani? What do you see within your vision right now?
You know, currently I see Galactic Connection, you know, has established such a wonderful footprint for that to happen. It's a very stable environment for which people to come in and gather. And whatever organization that they're part of, we can link and network to make sure that whoever needs assistance, that they can come here in safety and understanding and find themselves.
Good point. Good point. And now how do you think that's going to unfold as far as resources? Because we will be needing volunteers.
Right. The way things are lining up, it seems that people are already telepathically heeding the call. There are a lot of people who, are aware of the things going on, but not awake, as it is also part of the contract and human will, free will, and all of these things. But I see it unfolding as, it's an unavoidable call to shift.
And very true.
Yeah, it's an unavoidable call to shift. And it is, yes, it is a choice for you to heed that call. However, in the Cobra interview, he was saying that the tremendous amount of pressure that we're feeling is because of that call. And if they took, a breath, to listen and follow that instinct, they would know where to go.
Yeah, that's a good point. This now more than ever, it is very important for us to seek out our assistance and our ability to feel and think and maneuver our way through this transitional period by going within. It's very important for us to follow our own inner guidance. So that was beautiful, Oklani. Thank you so much. And I'm so honored to have you on board. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for providing me help. So I want to talk to my husband, Steve. And Stephen, what do you feel is most important right now in this transitional period?
Well, just I think everyone needs to keep their eyes open and their ears to the ground. There's so many things that are happening. Like if you ask for an answer, it doesn't always come to you in a vision or a dream or something like that. There was when we were on our mission, there was a bunch of magical stuff that would happen, and there was one out of all places. It was a church sign, like a church bulletin that was out in front of a church, and it told us where to go. It was like, wow, we must be in the right area, and just little things like that. It could be a license plate that your car that you're following. Sometimes you're just asking for an answer, and then sometimes it's like an email, and it'll just give you like, wow, that's what I was asking. Yeah. So there's a lot of things you really have to look at, and not that you have to search them out. They'll just come to you. All of a sudden you'll just go bing, you get that in your head, and you're like, oh wow, that's the answer.
That's a really good point, because there's such high expectations within many of us who are really desiring to have our skills fully intact, our clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient skills fully intact, and so frustrated because we feel that they need to be more perfect. And in actuality, one individual told me a long time ago that it's so important to remember that at this critical time period, we aren't going to be getting the whole song and dance as to what is the intention of the Legions of Light at this point, because of us being within a full-blown Armageddon. They have to be very careful as to the way they're delivering information and news to us, which means we have to be very careful as to what we're reading and deciphering.
Well, just don't just get discouraged or anything, because I've been working on the Stargate technology for about, probably on and off for over 10 years, probably a lot longer, the concept. And it's still coming in little bits and pieces. I'm ready to throw it all together and just about there, but every time I do that, there's one little piece that comes along. It's like, oh, wow, okay. So they don't give you all the information at once, and sometimes it takes years, but everything's coming very quickly now, and I get little bits and pieces. When you just about think you have it all, then one more little piece falls into place. But I think we're just about there.
So do you feel that this is happening to a lot of people out there?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I think we are. And so everyone try to remember that this is your awakening. We have these preconceived notions which are blocking the beauty and the surrender to the natural unfolding of how spirit speaks to us. And it could be in a myriad of different ways. So be open to that. So Now I'd like to ask Lord Chase, what do you feel is an important message to get out to the ground crew today, Lord?
Yeah, I believe that everyone should continue to live, but as they live, they should get in tune with what they aren't used to getting in tune with. Learn to exercise their sensitivities to what's around them. They will find that increasing. Everything that they are doing, whatever it may be, they were going to do anyway. The only thing is now they have a bridge, a gate, or opportunity. I would focus on things that are connected with ascension factors, the blue star, the number 7, golden flames, anything that would allow them to rise up, even if it's just something as simple as levity, whatever allows an individual to rise. I would focus on those factors. There's a concept I've been practicing with for a long time, even with the ideology of smiles or frowns. The lesser the rise, the heavier the push. As people begin to focus on positive principles and exercise their willingness to test these things, the more they will find their own light increasing. God is inside of everyone. And when I say God, I don't refer to the beings that have been gods, of the God that created the beings that are God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every master, every archangel, every single living being came from the source. Everyone has it inside of them. Or one might ask, well, how do I tap into that? You can listen to something as simple as symphony music and tap into that. It simply depends on the individual. You could pick up a harp and tap into that. You could simply look at the number 7 and just stare at it and connect with that source. These things have been told to us across time. People say, well, how did the others achieve it? Because they let go. They let go of all the formalities that held them here. That's how they were able to rise.
Good point. Oh, Lord, that's beautiful. So, do you have any suggestions on... for those listening that are in a position of self-doubt, is there anything else that you would recommend that they do to overcome that in order to be in that point of surrender?
I've walked through various different religions. I've talked to physicists, engineers. I think a good rising point for anyone is what makes them happy. Now, everyone's going to find something different that makes them happy. I'm not even saying it's the grand finale of their happiness. It's a starting point. So if that's simply a memory, a thought, the ideology of even being with someone that's scattered across time, whatever would make a smile come on their face would be a good starting point.
Very good. Very good. And, Okalani, did you have anything else to comment on that?
I agree with Lord that happiness has to come from within, and it doesn't have to be anything huge. And we can take a cue from, you know, children. There's been a huge push of creativity coming from children because their parents are allowing them to tap into that creativity. Which is, goes back to what we were discussing earlier, Alexandra, about, you know, being the creative beings, creating this new paradigm, tapping into the earth and establishing what we want to bring here.
Right.
And we only can achieve that through happiness and joy.
That's such a good point. And one thing I would like to add to that that a lot of people are not aware of is Okalani and I have worked off and on to try to get out a mass mailing to many guardians and Ashtar commanders. And in every step of our way, we have been impeded. And I just want...
That will cease.
Let's say that again, Floyd.
That's going to stop.
Yeah.
That, all that going to stop.
Yes. And I'm glad to hear that. But I want... the reason I'm bringing it up is I want people to really get how powerful we are, especially because we are finally gathering. This is so important, and it was one of the number one reasons why we as the light workers, emissaries, guardians, high council members, whatever you want to call yourself, star seeds, this is why we have not fully attained the victory that we can and will and are, is because of the unity amongst ourselves. And so I've been very, very driven, as has Okalani, to put out that clarion call to assist you all in recognizing that's how powerful we are. We brought down, literally, we really do believe we brought down A. Weber because we tried to contact all of you together. So if I want everybody to just think about that, just that's all you got to do is just mull it over and think, wow, why would that happen? Is it just because of interference? Is it just because of the earthquakes or car, whatever else? Or is it because as we all gather together, there's something we definitely have that no one else has, especially when we gather and we bring forth that which we hold, the keys to the unfolding and the ascension process itself.
Agreed.
So
they're afraid of our strength and unity.
Very much so.
So they will do whatever.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Lord. You're good.
Okay. Anyone that's listening to this, I want you to test out every single fear that you have and combat it against love. I promise you it will shatter, all of it.
Excellent.
Just multiply it against love. If you don't know what love is, reach out to someone that has it, whomever it is you revere. Whatever works for you, whatever a source of love is for you. And so I'm clear, I'm talking about ultimate love, non-emotionally based love. For those that don't know, love is something that intertwines every single being that exists throughout the universe, the 100,000 galaxies, all of the above. It is something that will reach anywhere. Test it. Confront your fears, and then you will find the path to unity. Remove those first, then you will find your path to unity.
That's a really good point, too. Steve wanted to say something.
this is for Alexandra. How can you explain to people about what is your perception of the gathering and how that would take place and who would be involved and all that kind of stuff?
Well, from the messages that I've received, there is a specific clarion call being placed out to those that hear, who are guardians, who are of the original 144, and these individuals all hold a specific key, or some people say mandala, or vibrational tone, or whatever you want to refer to it as. The point is that we are starting to come together, and this is unheard of, because the guardians tend to be on their own. They tend to be, and when I say on their own, I mean alone, and they've been waiting for their soul family to return. And this is it. So I have many sleepless nights because of the impact this has had on me. And our intention is to gather those together that are called. We've been given a date, which is probably sometime this summer. And, stay tuned. We'll be providing you that information in the future, but that's what we're directing ourselves to. I really will not veer away from that which Spirit is telling me, because I'm so in tune with the messages that are coming in, and they're more and more frequent, more and more intense, and they're more and more urgent. So, very exciting time.
Please enter your password.
I love it. Please enter your password.
Uh-oh.
I think we lost the word.
Please enter your password. Or if you've entered the...
Hello?
Hi, Lord.
Sorry.
Well, there you go with the interference again.
I was going to say, some good old interference.
We must be doing something right, you know?
Something amplifier. So, we
have... Technical trouble on my part again.
No, that's okay. We just have a few more minutes, guys. We got to tie this up, but...
I did want to add something to, you know, a lot of people are wondering, you know, how we would all gather together and everything. It's just, I just remember when we were told that we were supposed to have this mission cross-country, and we didn't have anybody to watch our dogs or anything, and then we were just told, take your dogs with you. It's like, we got four dogs, how can we take four dogs? Nobody's going to take us in a hotel, anything like that with four dogs. Well, we went cross-country, never had a problem with any hotel taking our dogs, and I mean, everything just worked out. I mean, it was just, it was miracle after miracle after miracle, because we took that leap of faith, and we, you know, we didn't even have a clue of what we were doing and where we were going or anything.
We didn't have the resources to be able to pay for that many tanks of gas across the country. I mean, seriously, we just followed our clarion call. And so that's what the purpose of this is today, is we are all for leaving that with all of you, because mm-hmm. we are here to work alongside you, and we honor you, and we love you. We all love you from the depths of our being, and there's nothing that's going to change that. So, Lord and Okalani and Stephen, I want to thank you all. I'm going to go ahead and tie this up because we've got about 20 seconds. And I wish everyone a wonderful rest of the week. You guys all take care, okay?
Have a great one.
Thanks.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.